Marwal Shabini last Wednesday in a Dresden courtroom. She was stabbed 18 times by a Russian man who she had taken to court, suing him for insulting and abusing her. She died in the courtroom. Her husband, Elvi Ali Okaz, a genetics engineer, tried to intervene, and he was shot by a police officer who mistook him for the attacker. As I said, El Shabini died in the courtroom. Her body was then flown back to Cairo and then to her hometown of Alexandria, where the funeral took place on Sunday, and a huge response there. Thousands of people came out, and they have basically named her the headscarf martyr, saying that she is a victim of racial violence towards Muslims in Europe.
This story has really dominated the headlines in Egypt, and there's been criticism at Germany's response.
That's right. A criticism in Germany that Germany hasn't recognised this for what many say is for sure a racial attack. There's been much focus in Germany about the security in the courtroom, why it was that the Russian stock controller who stabbed her was able to get into the court with his knife in the first place, but very little focus on the actual motivations of his crime. And it's now turned into a real diplomatic row. We've got the Egyptian embassy in Berlin trying to dampen the feeling, the anti-German feeling, saying that we need to see this in perspective, that it was a single crime. But the lack of response from the German government has led to a lot of criticism. The government, for its part, has said that they haven't yet got enough evidence to say that this was a racially motivated crime, but when they do, they would condemn it in the strongest possible terms.